It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
I'm sure I'm like many of you who starved for the usual range of stimulus in our lives, have turned to streaming services like Netflix and Amazon Prime to unwind from our stress-filled days. Here at the farm, we've tried to approach that endeavor in a programmatic kind of way, picking successive themes that might help transport us away from our daily diet of anxiety-inducing COVID-19 news. From every episode of Sex and the City, to Unorthodox, to the films of Xavier Dolan. Our most recent project, recommended highly by my friend Susie, has been the three available seasons of the German noir production Babylon Berlin. I found the series, as advertised, gritty and riveting. But though set in the Weimar Republic, 90 years and 3,700 miles away from here, I have not found that it has taken me very far away from our present. One of the themes of Babylon Berlin is the steady breakdown of order, warring political factions and criminal gangs directing violence against each other, often manipulated by government officials whose ostensible duty is to promote public order and communal well-being. In the background, we see corporate interests navigating for advantage, a speculative stock boom that has little relationship to the economy, and an underclass whose suffering contrasts starkly with the good times enjoyed by the elite. In the complex plotline, even transitory successes of the good guys take place in a world we know is falling apart, economically and politically. This week, when I read that a church whose pastor and congregation had defied bans on assembly for worship had been burned to the ground in an apparent arson attack, I thought right away of Babylon Berlin. It was a very uncomfortable feeling indeed, a concern that our current culture war around disease response could become a hot war. Will government lose its authority, leading to years of dog-eat-dog struggle? And will the hunger of the citizenry for order or salvation from suffering take us from chaos to a vicious authoritarianism, like that seen in the Germany of the 1930s and 40s? With my entertainment not serving as an antidote to reality, I found myself in need of an antidote to my antidote. I found it, oddly enough, in a dose of our current reality, as I ventured forth from the farm. On a rainy Friday evening, I returned to New York City for the first time since my hasty departure on March 17th, and from there went on a one-day round trip to eastern Long Island. The purpose was practical errands. I retrieved stuff from my apartment and Eric from his. We delivered his dog, Lily, to his custody-sharing ex, and we picked up a riding mower to replace the very broken-down old model it had become too expensive to keep fixing sitting in my garage. I found a city still far more shut down feeling than the Hudson Valley. My downtown neighborhood reminiscent of what it used to be like on Sundays in the 1970s, when the Wall Street workers were gone for the weekend and nobody but us few residential pioneers lived there. But I also saw signs of a communal affirmation of mutual responsibility. Picking up my friend George's mail from his doorman in Greenwich Village, we encountered on 7th Avenue one of those magnificent floral displays installed as a flower flash by Lewis Miller Design around the city. It is a long-term public floral project that he has transformed into a strategically placed installations of inspiration during the pandemic. And as we arrived in Astoria, just at 7 p.m., the daily evening public cacophony of thanks to the essential workers and first responders was underway. On a more personal level, I reminded myself of how, in moments of breakdown, we find ways to share our resources and provide mutual support. In my apartment, I found my plants watered by my neighbor Kathleen. My currency in return support, eggs and the farm and farm fresh produce. I picked up mail for another friend and neighbor in both the city and up here, Susan, who on her previous trips has brought me my mail. And I know that when we deliver each other's mail, we will also deliver food to one another, home-baked bread on Susan's part, farm produce on mine. There are small mutual generosities, but sometimes they can be much larger. Eric had told our mutual friend Paul how many hours he had spent mowing the lawn here with our small hand mower, the big old riding one being inoperable. Paul, a frequent farm visitor, was reminded that a neighbor of his, on moving away, had gifted him a well-maintained riding mower that was sitting unused in his garage in Southold, New York, too big to use profitably in his yard. He offered to regift it, in turn, to me. A round trip in which Lily was delivered to her home a few miles away from Paul's house, and the lawnmower was brought back, seemed a no-brainer. Paul, a scientist and a gentle, loving soul, has always been generous with his knowledge and his time. He has, on his visits here, introduced me to hiking trails in this region I had no idea existed, taught me about local geological history, and helped dig the trenches to electrify the barn. His generosity clearly extends, in an almost extravagant way, into the material realm as well. The existence of that kind of generosity, in a time when it's easy to worry about a breakdown of the social compact, does more to ease my anxieties about the future than, say, a classic episode of Sex and the City. Though that too, I must say, evokes bright thoughts about a New York that will soon again live up to its fun past.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.